All right, the only thing we did last week was take a quiz and a survey. Did the surveys turn out okay?
Yeah, we're looking at the data, so like all the things that we did.
You have a big enough sample size?
Yeah, we did like three other classes.
Cool. And there was cooperation? But that had nothing to do with the course, of course. The only thing we did last time for the course was take a quiz, so there's no quiz today. We're starting a DNA section that's going to involve the same setup for several weeks. You'll see the same stuff sitting out, including these puzzles, but other materials. Those other materials you'll use later. Today, I just want you to complete DNA structure and RNA structure. As far as pages are concerned, I need you to get through pages 126 through 130. Just follow along the instructions and do what it says. Eventually, you'll be playing with these puzzles as part of today's stuff. And take this seriously, because these puzzles really help a lot of students visualize how DNA is constructed. We're actually getting ahead of ourselves in lab compared to upstairs, but that's no problem. Just learn what you can here, and that'll make, once I get to that in lecture, it'll make it seem like it makes a hell of a lot more sense. That's one of the things, and that doesn't take all that much time, but to do it, go through it and do everything on those pages. Another thing, though, is I want you to take a look at these microscopes and see for each microscope whether you can guess which phase of the cell cycle is being shown. But listen carefully about this. First of all, do not move the slide at all. Only look through it. Each field of view, when you look through it, is going to have hundreds of cells that you see. This is why you can't move them, though. You ignore most of those cells. I only want you to pay attention to one cell in each one, and that's going to be the one that the crosshairs are on. That single cell of that population is the only thing that matters. All right? So for that one cell that has the crosshairs on it, look at that cell based on what you learned today and the pictures you saw today. See whether you can guess which part of the cell cycle it is. It could be interphase. It could be one of the five subphases of mitosis. So those are your guesses, okay? And you can check with me if you think you're right, or if you're curious as to what the right answer is. Don't start with this, though, because I want to make sure that each microscope has a really good example. I'll place the crosshairs, and just keep your hands off of the controls for it so it doesn't move. That's it for today.